the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show number 712. 712 in our original It's Your Business series. Rev, good morning to you.
How you doing there, Mr. Zortman?
Doing well. You played a little music this weekend. That'd go well.
Yeah. We had a great weekend at Thirsty Duck, $2 Friday and Saturday. You know, with all the stuff going on outdoors and street dances and everything this time of year, we still had a great weekend. A lot of people, so we had a good time.
Fired up. Went to my 50th class reunion.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Finally found somebody I can beat on a golf course. All of those that were my age, and I was the baby of the class.
Really? And you beat, and you won?
Them. Really? Smoked them.
How'd your wife
do? The athletes. Her team finished second. My team finished first.
Oh. So you guys are like 1 and 2 then.
We were 1 and 2.
Nice.
It was nice that I was number one. This is the first of 2 hours today, and in our second hour, you're going to meet the Mitchell farmer who was selected the state's ambassador for agriculture, Brad Greenway. Yes, from the Greenway family. Roger DeRoshi from Plains Commerce Bank and Mitchell will weigh in as well. We'll also talk in studio with the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture, Trudy Wastweet, who was a part of that big ad summit, the Big Ad Ag Summit in the hills. They went to Deadwood. Some people saying, why would you go to Deadwood? Well, they've been to Sioux Falls twice, Pier twice in the last 4 years. They wanted to go west. We've talked, too, about the storm damage at Wessington Springs, but just before Wessington Springs, there was another farm community that took quite the hit. Elevators were affected, and we'll visit with a Sioux Falls man and a fundraiser out of the Twin Cities that's helping with the relief efforts. We'll weigh in, too, with the Starks, who help with the coverage in storm and severe weather. This hour, last business day of the quarter, and the first half of the year, we'll talk real estate with Tony Bachman. He's with Canterbury Village, Jim Lowe at Banner Mortgage, Mike Osted with Dakota Radon Mitigation, and introduce you to a new segment that will include, for the first time, commercial real estate starting in July. But let's start with Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal. Jody, good morning.
Wow, that is quite a rundown, Bill. You've got a big show ahead of you.
Well, it's a short week. You got to do things early, right?
Yep, just tell them everything that's coming, so I'm sure everybody will hang in there with you for the next couple hours.
All right, Monday. Of course, you always come out with a cover story of the week. Any change with the fact that the 4th is on Friday?
No, not really. I mean, Friday is typically our deadline day around here, but sometimes we just adjust and move that over to Monday, and that's what we'll be doing this week. So we typically do not update our website too much on those federal holidays just because we know most people aren't at work, but if there's breaking business news, we'll get it to you anyway.
All right, so cover story this week is?
Yeah. So the cover story this week is going to look at this new thing called Bitcoin. Have you heard much about that, Bill?
A little bit.
Bitcoin. I did, too, and I didn't know a whole lot about it, and I just kept hearing things, and there are more and more merchants, businesses, retailers that now are accepting this thing called Bitcoin. So what it is it's a type of either digital currency or the new word that I learned in the story was cryptocurrency. Hadn't heard that one before. The Sioux Falls entrepreneur that we highlight in Wednesday's cover story believes that this is the future of money. Now, what's interesting about digital currency, and Bitcoin is included in this, is that it's completely unregulated, decentralized. I mean, there's no government backing this. There's no central bank backing this. So that's raised a lot of questions with people who are a little more comfortable and more used to conventional and traditional forms of currency. But there are others that really believe this is the future. So the story of Bitcoin is Wednesday's cover story.
That makes sense. Okay, we're at that time of the year where we're really going into halftime.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on the first half headed to the second?
Well, you know, I think at the beginning of the year we said that we were coming off a record year, right? I mean, huge number of building permits, this big wave of development. And we expected that we would kind of see a ripple effect from that, that it wouldn't be quite as strong as last year's wave, but we'd still see a solid year. And that's what I think has happened. I believe we are on pace for our second best year ever in terms of building permits. We'll get an update on that tomorrow. They always release those at the very beginning of the month. But just continued robust activity in lots of sectors, including housing. You know, I think real estate definitely stands out when you look at that still very low inventory of homes on the market, really a seller's market. Homes are selling fast. They're selling really close to list price, if not sometimes even above. We're seeing bidding wars. And then if there was a little bit of a surprise for me, I guess it would be the continued strength of multifamily of apartments. You know, multifamily is so cyclical, and we saw lots of new units coming online last year, and yet this year I think might finish even ahead of that. I mean, there are just some really big apartment projects out there under construction and more that are going to get going still this year. So that was one little surprise for me. Also, you know, on the retail side, continued strong growth, and especially starting to see these concentrations outside of that Empire Mall corridor. So I'm thinking of East 10th Street, for example. I'm thinking of the Southwest, and probably before the year is out, maybe moving a bit more toward the Southeast. So just a strong year, good, well-rounded year. Not a lot of big deals out there, though, Bill. I mean, there's not these mega projects. There's nothing like that that I'm tracking. Not that something couldn't come together, but, you know, it's a lot of singles and doubles, maybe not the home run type of year.
There you go. One of the changes we're starting in July will be a regular voice for commercial real estate. And actually, I knew this gentleman, but you actually reintroduced us.
I did, yes. Brought him on. Actually, when I guest hosted for you, Bill, last fall, I don't know if you remember this, was the week that Costco opened. And we broadcast from Costco, and your guest today was my guest that day. So he's been in the It's Your Business family a couple of times, but becoming a regular today, right?
Do you think there's room for commercial real estate chatter in this show?
Oh, absolutely. And it's probably the most popular sub-beat of business, if you want to call it that, that we cover is commercial real estate. There's so much interest in the community. I mean, there's business-to-business interest in those, and then there's certainly just lots of consumer interest. Everybody wants to know when the new store or restaurant is going to open, where it's going to be, and all that good stuff. So I think you're right on.
Well, let's pick the mind of Mr. Ron Nelson, Nelson Property Consultants. Ron, welcome to the microphones. You've been in this studio before.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Great to be here. We're talking previous couple lives, 30 years ago, I was on these airwaves.
So when we start talking all the things that we've had in this show with real estate, we've got the builders, we've got those that are spending time selling real estate, we got the bankers, we got those that sometimes keep it from falling apart when they're doing closings. We really haven't touched the commercial side, and that's an area that you're going to be able to give us some real help.
Well, I hope to. Yeah, I mean, Jody, just thinking after just hearing her quick monologue here, what's there left for me to talk about? She does a great job of covering it, at least from an overview standpoint. But yeah, there's certainly a lot of tangents that you could go. And I think that, you know, we can kind of work together as to, you know, what the best way as we kind of forge this relationship is in terms of, you know, Jody talked about multifamily, talk about retail, you know, each of those could comprise an entire program, as well as office, you know, just the different sectors. And so I think the maybe fun thing we can do is from time to time, we'll just maybe focus on one individual thing rather than get fractured on, you know, going a bunch of different directions, because it can get confusing.
And Bill, I don't know that I've ever seen Ron at a loss for words. I mean, just to say, I think
you know, that was one question.
Context here, no matter what.
A minute 17. That
okay,
you couldn't have been on television for that long. He'd have got 17 seconds.
Uh-huh.
He did a great job. All right, Ron, as we look at what's happened in the first half of the year, you gave us the review on the Vegas show, some things that were going on. What do we have to look forward to in quarters three and four?
Well, you know, it's always interesting, and our business is one that, unlike residential, moves very slow. And, you know, people get frustrated by that, you know, sometimes. But, I mean, I've had people ask me, you know, oh, well, man, the rainy weather, you know, the last few days. I mean, what's that doing for business? And I'm like, excuse me, I don't even think about snow or, I mean, an average deal takes 2.5 seasons to get done. So the second half of the year, a lot of times you're kind of buttoning up what you've started the first half of the year. We're closing on a deal day before the 4th that I think we started and have diligently worked on started in about November. And so, you know, it takes a lot of things for deals to shake out. And, you know, it's important, I think, for a lot of people to get things done in a calendar year. And, you know, a lot got started this year. We've had, I think, a good first half of the year. But, you know, remains to be seen. I mean, there can be, you know, just a lot of robust activity that's been in the works for the first half of the year that'll close the second half of the year.
You said 30 years ago you were in front of the microphones. Yep. You've done a lot since that time. You've worked with some big companies. Now you're running your own company. You're plugged into Sioux Falls. And you sound pretty decent on the air.
It's been a fun ride. And it's been, I got in the commercial real estate business in 1986. And at a time where, you know, I think there was five of us, three or four even maybe, in the business total. Today, I think there's over 45 people in the business. But the fun part is I feel like I just got in right at the perfect time. We weren't 100,000 people yet in the community. And, you know, I think 89, 90, something like that, once our population exceeded 100,000. It's been a wild ride in the commercial real estate business ever since.
It was fun to go back to a class reunion, and we grew up south of Sioux City. And Sioux City, as I was growing up, was bigger than Sioux Falls.
Yep.
And all the people that have moved all over the country come back, and they say, you're in Sioux Falls? What happened that they became so much bigger than Sioux City? And are they going to continue to grow? And you would say?
Well, it was a flip-flop, and it was. I mean, when I arrived in town in 77 for college, Sioux City was about 100,000. I think Sioux Falls was 75, 80. And as I mentioned, right at about, in or about 89, early 90s, we crossed that $100,000 barrier, or 100,000 population barrier. And Sioux City declined. And, you know, it's hard to always put a finger, and you can't, on one single area that, you know, caused it. But I would have to say it's the attitude of the people. And I work in Sioux City. I do work down there. I did the Target Lowe's down there a number of years ago and do lots of, you know, smaller projects. But they don't have the attitude. And I think they've recognized it. It's been a closed-knit community in Sioux City. And it's almost kind of like, you can't have yours because that will, you know, take a part of mine. You know, almost what I call a theory of scarcity versus a theory of plentiful is what we've had in Sioux Falls. And, you know, from the just the civic leadership to chamber leadership to the public servants, you know, our city hall is fabulous, and they just have an attitude of, you know, what's it going to take? You know, I remember when Steve Mettley kind of had this crazy vision called Phillips to the Falls, you know, a number of years ago, and we put together an original task force, you know, to do that. We just have an attitude of we're going to get it done in this town, and that continues today with our mayor, but it's been paved for, you know, a number of years before that. And I think that's why we've got where we have. And I think Sioux City's taken notice because, you know, we kind of blew past them a number of years ago.
He's Ron Nelson, Nelson Property Consultants. What do you think, Jody? Is it going to work?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think you're good. You guys are never going to run out of things to talk about. And it's going to be great to get that perspective in the show.
And the other thing that we'll talk about the next time you're on is Sioux Falls is not competing with Fargo. They actually work together with Fargo on a lot of good projects, which was a whole different theme when you were on with Jody not too long ago, and we'll address that. Now, if people want to talk to you, how do they reach you?
I guess just our company is Nelson Property Consultants. We're in the phone book if anybody has a
phone book?
Or you can Google us or whatever.
You have a website, don't you?
I've got a website, NPC Sioux Falls. Short for Nelson Property Consultants, npcsiouxfalls.com. And our office number is 977-0778.
Ron Nelson, welcome aboard. This
Thank
is going to be a fun ride.
It is. I'm looking forward to it.
When we come back, Tony Bachman weighs in on residential real estate when It's Your Business continues.
In today's marketplace, investing for your future requires an understanding of where you are, where you want your money to take you, and managing the risks along the way. I'm Mary Howard with the Howard Group at Baird. Here in Sioux Falls, we've successfully guided investors and their families for 20 years by keeping their interests first, always. Together, we can help secure your financial future. Call us at 605-275-2310 or visit our website at www.howardgroupofbaird.com.
Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Togetherness is overrated unless it comes to saving with Sprint's new Unlimited Family Plan. Hi, this is Norvo. For as low as $45 per month with seven people on Sprint's new Unlimited Family Plan, you get unlimited data, talk, and text on the Sprint network. The bigger your family, the lower your rate. Embrace togetherness. Add Uncle Joe. Add the mailman, the water delivery guy. With Sprint's Family Plan, you save together but receive separate bills. Happy connecting from Sprint.
Nordstrom's Under the Hood, Thursday mornings 9 to 11. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
It's your business on this last business day in the first half of 2014. Perfect time to bring in one Tony Bachman, Canterbury Village. Tony Bachman team, Keller Williams, to look at their project, their trendings, and projections for quarter number three.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. So projections, like Jody was talking about, you know, last year was kind of a record year, and now this year we're thinking this might be second best. Year's not over yet. We still have 6 months to put up on the board, so you don't know. I was running some numbers, you know, when we were talking about...
You running numbers?
Oh, yeah, every once in a while. You know, I'm kind of a stats guy, like the, you know, that they say 90% of your statistics are could be adjusted. So we can make them slant the numbers to any way we want them to, but... The numbers of this, when it comes to the homeowners associations, homes that sold in 2013 with the homeowners association, basically was 532 all of 2013. But when we look at the first half of that from January to the end of June, there was 246 sold. So now we compare 2013 to 2014. Right now, so far, we have actual solds of 197. So essentially we're, you know, about 25% behind. But here's where you can slant the numbers and maybe get a little different twist on it. Right now we have a total of another like 30, actually it's I'm looking at this 240, just 47 pendings, meaning that when we get done with these pending, there'll be 244 solds. So that puts us right up with 2013. And then there's additional 45 homes that are under contract. Once those come and are sold, we'll have a total of 289. So I think we may be just a little bit behind, but we're catching up with the homeowners association. So we'll see what the rest of the year brings. And of course, you know, we always bring out, you know, what type of conditions did we have 2013 to 14, and weather has been playing a factor a little bit too. I think it's, you know, kind of tapered a little bit of our activity off just a little bit with all the, you know, struggles that people have had.
Well, I'd just put it a little different. 2014 was that century flood type year.
Yeah.
This is right behind it. Mm-hmm. So when the ink dries, they're going to go down as the two best years.
Yep, absolutely.
Ever in Sioux Falls. Is that pretty close?
I think so. That's where, you know, when we're talking those numbers, it's still good, still positive, it's great. It's just a matter of, you know, let's see what the end of 2014 brings, but we're chasing it.
Mood of the buyers?
Still good, still positive. I mean, we've seen a lot of, you know, good traffic, you know, at our open houses, people asking a lot of questions. I know that our last open house over at Canterbury Village here a week ago, Tammy did one yesterday. I hadn't had a chance to talk to her how that went, but a week ago.
We should have called her.
We could have, but, well, next time we'll reach out to her and ask her. But so she started at 1 o'clock, and her open houses go from 1 to 2:30. And she finally texted me and said, I'm done with my open house, and that was 4:30 in the afternoon. So she was there for an additional 2 hours working and talking with people, and you know, people just kind of kept driving and coming through. So we get a lot of traffic out there, and that's why we're where we're at with our project right now.
Canterbury Village, a great model for what has happened in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, I think right time, right place when it comes to people out looking for homes. But everything with that homeowners association, we're seeing more and more people asking for that, you know, the convenience, the quality of living. And so, you know, that's been a part of it. And we just happen to be right in front of it, right when everybody was kind of looking for that sort of thing. So, yeah, we're very fortunate that way.
Canterbury Village, HOA, advantages?
Homeowners Association, advantages are, I just made a quick list. No mowers, no snow blowers, no clippers, no grass trimmers, no watering your lawn, no shovels. I mean, you know, those are just some of the major advantages are the outsides of the buildings are all taken care of, you know.
And so if you had hail damage?
It's all taken care of through the insurance, Homeowners Association, and that's part of the Homeowners Association is the actual insurance is paid for by the HOA. So that's for $165, you know, we've got the insurance inside and out. The only thing that people have to buy is a renter's insurance to take care of their personal effects. And we also have garbage that takes care of all the, you know, the lawn mowing, the watering the grass, the clubhouse, the swimming pool, and of course the snow blowing in the wintertime.
It's all location, Dubuque and Madison, each side of Sioux Falls.
Right, right.
It makes a lot of difference. Supply and demand still an issue, and you guys are talking phase one and phase two.
Phase two, yeah. Phase one, we are, we have two more that we're closing on here in the next 2 weeks, and then we have two left in phase one that we're just finishing, and then we are, the phase two is starting here any day now. They're going to start staking that out, and we have two units that we've already have reserved or have sold in the phase two. So, and we're hoping to have people in those buildings by end of September is what we're looking at right now.
Teams, the name of the game for many offices.
In fact,
teams are sometimes bigger than offices.
Well, it could be that way. You know, the thing with the team is it just gives agents a lot of flexibility. We get to play to everybody's strengths. I mean, you know, it's hard to be everything to everyone, and there's some people who are very strong when it comes to working with buyers, and some people are very strong working with sellers. And then there's also the dynamics of the team in reference to the back office work that needs to be done to make sure that all these things happen. And so when you have a team, we can bring in all these different people that basically, you know, utilize their strengths.
Makes sense to me.
And make up for any of my weaknesses.
You? One of the things that we always talk about are holidays. People enjoy those holidays.
Yep.
But after a fashion, you get tired of sitting looking at the same people, even if it's beautiful weather outdoors, and they start looking at houses. People wanted to look over this weekend. Can they look?
Yes.
How do they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I know that there's a number of agents that are still having their open houses out there throughout the whole Realtors Association. I know that we were planning on having a couple open houses ourselves this weekend. I just don't know which ones that we're having open at this point. That's usually a Monday morning conversation that we have with our team. You know, which homes do we want to have open and with our clients, that sort of thing.
All right, you got contact information. You got a website. You've got phone numbers.
Yep.
How do they reach you?
So our office number is 275-0555. That gets us to the general office. Our website is youronlinehomeguide.com. And then also Canterbury Village, sfsd.com. That is a fantastic site to go to. They have pictures, everything that's updated. It tells about the different activities that's been going on out there. And that's another thing. With our July festivities, we have a realtor open house coming up on July 2nd, Wednesday, for all our realtors.
And I should come out and visit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're getting the first invitation today.
There you go. Canterbury Village. Sounds like home to me.
All right. Thank you.
Tony, happy 4th.
Happy 4th.
We'll come back, check the financial report card for loans. Jim Lowe in the house when It's Your Business continues. It's Your Business. And on the last business day, first half of 2014, we talk agriculture in hour number two, the number one growing industry in the state. In hour one, we're talking real estate, home builders, and loans, and to do both. But Jim Lowe, Advanta Mortgage, is right in front of us today. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Bill. Good morning, everyone out there.
We have been measuring this morning, and you and Ron Carlson go back, or Ron Nelson go back
a long time. I was happy to see him out in the lobby and visit with him, get caught up.
It's going to be a good feel. And, of course, Tony Bachman with us. But we've kind of been looking this morning at, we're at halftime for 2014. Where are we? how good would the second half be?
You asked me that on January 1 or our first show in January, too. What's the year going to bring? And I said, Mike, I got my crystal ball out, and I said interest rates are going to be 4.5 to 5 by midsummer. Well, did I miss that?
Yeah, but you missed it the way that people would want you to.
Absolutely. You know, 4.69% on January 14th. That was up 1% over January 14th of 2013. But on June 30th, today, rates are 4.125. And I projected 5. But the economy, even though employment numbers came down, the economy didn't fire up like we thought it would. You know, they even went back and revised the first quarter, and it was negative. So I think that's part of it, too. And, you know, the Fed's not going to do anything to upset the apple cart, so they've been still buying, printing money and buying mortgage-backed securities.
Supply and demand, still the issue, and maybe the issue for some time to come.
You're right. The inventory was up in May, 6.9%, which was good because it was way down for the first 4 months. But here's the other side. Closings down 6.3%. Pending sales are down 21%. So that's the pipeline for closing loans, the pending sale. So that was down. So that means to me that we had a good June, but that was from the April sales and March sales, May sales. Pipeline still pretty good going into July, but I don't know. I'm not sure what we're going to be doing in August because pending sales are down so much. I think we're going to see it being down for lenders in August.
Jim Lowe, Advanta Mortgage. How do they reach you guys?
You can call us at 605-275-2777. You can go online, advantamortgage.com. We've got a brand new website. You can take your application there, upload your forms. Don't even have to come to the office if you don't want to, but we would like to see you. Come in.
We also talked about regulations. What would be the difference in 2014? What was the difference and what will be the difference?
Well, you got the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB for short. Two things, ability to repay and qualified mortgages were the two big buzzwords starting the year. Ability to repay simply means that the lender needs to make sure that the client has sufficient income to make the payments. Duh. You know, does that make sense? Well, what happened is that over those few years there, well, through the early 2000s, they didn't even check their credit. They didn't check their income. So they made them loans that they foreclosed on. The other one is the qualified mortgage. Qualified mortgage means that if your debt-to-income ratio is above 43%, could be that it's not a qualified mortgage. There again, it gets back to ability to repay.
Mood of the investors.
Well, the investors who are buying our loans, it's a favorable but cautious. Takes a little longer to get the loan approved. Have to have more paper in the file. Have to meet those debt-to-income ratios, loan-to-value ratios. And compliance is a big thing. You know, the dates. Did you get your dates right? Did you do disclosures properly? So we'll get hung up in compliance, you know, for a few days to get all that corrected. So it all adds to the turnaround time. And so we're still averaging between 35 and 40 days, and some of them are, you know, 25 to 30 days. But we need the time.
Advanta Mortgage has a story, and the questions you're getting as you help people write their own story.
Well, we're the best shape Advanta's been in the 4 years. It's been 4 years this May that we opened up the office in Sioux Falls, and we're in the best shape staff-wise, location-wise, that we're yet. So we're in good shape there. What are people asking? You know, the questions always stay the same pretty much throughout the year, depending on who you're talking to. But the main thing is, how much is my payment? How much do I have to bring to closing? And when can I move in? Those are the three things that people want to know once they have signed a contract. They'll come see us and get a pre-qual letter, which means that we've just cursorily checked their credit a little bit, and we're saying if everything else comes in right, you can buy this house for this price. Then they take that letter out and give it to a professional real estate realtor or builder and try to buy a house. So those are the main things that they're asking. And you know, our staff does a good job. We've got some good lenders who motivated by their heart. They try their best to get you in the best loan for your situation and not oversell you or overextend you.
You and I have talked by phone from several locations around this country this year. When you're out at those meetings, I always want to know how Sioux Falls is viewed with those other communities, with the kind of numbers that we've had, the successes we've had, almost a steady-as-you-go line.
That's amazing. You know, it's a mystery to most people from the South and the West and the Northeast on how we in Sioux Falls and the Dakotas in general maintain a even keel when the rest of the country is in a deep recession. We had a recession in Sioux Falls, but I didn't notice it. You know, I think many people didn't notice it. Our unemployment rate got a little high, but, you know, we take care of each other, and that's the way we are.
The 18-7 has been an advantage in the 3 or 4 years that you've been working with that.
You know, I got to compliment you. You came up with that on call.
Yeah, but I was going to have them work 24-7.
And I had to cut you back a little bit there, Bill.
And I have to give you credit for taking care of your employees.
Well, I think it's really caught on. You know, we talked about it a lot. We talk about it every week, talk about it in our advertising. I think it's caught on. Our on-call bankers, they're on call for a week, are getting more calls. And so people are listening. They're getting their answers to their questions at up until 11 o'clock at night. I don't know how many 11 o'clock calls we've got, but I know on the weekends we do get calls because Jordan reports it and Craig does and Sean and Becky, and so it's working.
And it makes sense.
It does.
Particularly with the supply being what it is today, that why wait until Monday morning to start running around seeing if maybe it'll work for you when you have somebody that you can call that you know does this all the time. That's one of the things that they do. And quite frankly, it has helped you grow with the company.
It has. It's increased our pipeline. You know, we've hit this radio spots hard, but we also do a lot of sponsorships for realtor functions and builder functions. We encourage our lenders to be involved in the community through service organizations, and each of them are. So we're giving back. You know, we don't believe in taking it all in all the time and not giving anything back. We're consistently giving back to the community because we enjoy that. It's not we're trying to get anything for it. We enjoy that as a company.
It's kind of the mood in Sioux Falls for the most part.
It is, yeah.
Working together and to have the people that come in the show this morning, where we had Jody Schwann, who introduced us to Ron Nelson again,
yeah,
and said, you need to work something out with him. Get him as your voice on the commercial real
estate. He's a good guy.
We're going to do that. And as we talked about bringing in some of these other members of the commercial side and maybe doing a show that involves those people.
That'd be
like,
cool.
Like
That'd be
we
cool.
have done.
I used to do a lot of commercial. But I want to set the record straight for one thing here. Carol and I listed our house to downsize, okay? We've since taken our house off the market. But I heard there was a rumor, not in the community last week, that I was going to retire and Advanta might be closing. Well, that's the farthest thing from the truth, okay? I'm not ready to retire, Bill. At least 3 more years of full-time and then part-time. We have a strong commitment from our home office in Rapid City, very strong commitment to Sioux Falls, and we're going to be around. So if you heard that rumor, squash it. Have them call me because I'm around and I'm going to be here.
I don't doubt that. In fact, we have a little golf game at the end of the month with the mayor and a guy named English that plays a pretty good
That's
game,
right,
too.
If we don't get rained out again. Did you see the pictures out there?
I did.
It's like a river.
Bless their hearts.
Yeah.
He's Jim Lowe, Advanta Mortgage. And when we want to talk about loans, talk about regulations, that side of it, he's the professional to take care of you. Appreciate you taking time
to visit with us. Happy 4th of July to everybody. Celebrate our birth of our country and be careful if you're driving.
We're going to visit, too, this morning with a guy that can sometimes cut the red tape, cut some things that may hang up a transaction. Yes, he's a member of the A-Team. We'll check back in a minute.
Personal injury accident. accidents pit many first-time victims against experienced insurance company adjusters. If you or your family are facing those odds, you need the counsel of Tom Johnson and his legal team.
I'm Tom Johnson. We do this every day. At Johnson & Christensen Law Office, you'll not only leave the burden and confusion of all those bills and paper with us, you will leave with peace of mind that your injury claim is being handled professionally by experienced lawyers. Don't settle early. Remember, the adjuster is loyal to the insurance company. Visit SiouxFallsLaw.com or call 335-1778. We are the trusted place you can turn to.
Let Tom Johnson speak for you. He knows the law and will represent you, not the insurance company. Tom Johnson has 35 years of experience. When the decision is made on the value of your injury or damages, you need Johnson & Christensen Law. Call 335-1778 or go to SiouxFallsLaw.com.
Michael Savage, weeknights 8 to 11, Kello. News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. Time to give a little reminder to you. Getting a good night's sleep makes a lot of difference. And as I read article after article about, there's no shortcuts to getting that good night's sleep, and you'll feel far better the next day if it'll make a difference. And Comfort King, with the factory, my wife can find it. It's near the mall. You know, people say, that's funny. Well, no, the mall's not funny. But
the truth.
It's the truth. But they take care of you. You go in, my wife got there 20 minutes before I did, and she'd already tried out 6 different mattresses. And then we added 2 more, and yesterday we picked it to 2. And by the time we got done, we were very happy. That was in January. You know, we're talking about the first half of the year. It's made a difference to me. I have more spring in my step. I'm doing things a lot better than I did. And when I went to that class reunion this weekend, they said, what's the difference in you? I said, it's my Comfort King. Wanted to know what a Comfort King was. And I tell you, if you were in an elevator with me, my wife's got her set of controls. I've got mine. I can get that massage. Don't have to bother anybody for that. And I get the good night's sleep. I can sleep and get ready to talk to this guy named Austad. Both of them. But the better looking one is here this morning, Mike Austad. You've got a Comfort King.
I do, Bill. I've had that Comfort King mattress for about 3 years now. It's a great product. It has maintained consistency. It doesn't sag or fall apart like some of the box store versions. And I'm very happy with the product.
Mike Austad, Bill Zortman. We believe in Comfort King. Just check by them all. Find Comfort King at the factory. Chris Larson. Do you have some music?
Well, oh, I know what you're saying. It's time.
Yeah, you know, we rehearsed this earlier. It's isn't my first rodeo.
He's pointing at me, doing one of these twirly things with his finger and what he really wants.
I'm giving you the Lawrence Welk, a 1 and a 2.
Maybe you can hire the A-team.
No, I get
it. At Dakota Radon Mitigation.
Oh, my goodness. He was at the Thirsty Duck way too long this weekend.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, maybe, yeah.
There you go.
I was working, kind of.
Mike, good to see you.
Good to see you. Good to be here again, Bill.
We're kind of thinking about the first half of the year. Yes. I know that you've been on the road because we've talked about a lot of those communities that you have taken time to go out, make sure that people are okay, because we're in a what state?
A red state.
Yeah.
Is that political state or
brown state? Well, it might be with some people in this room.
Or Bill's red, full of energy state with his good night sleeps?
You know, that's exactly right. But it's a serious thing with the red states. Far different than if you moved here from Texas or some other part of the country where radon is just a raw word to them. It doesn't make any sense. It makes sense here.
Sure, and the red color in this state of South Dakota, not only for maybe political reasons, which could be a different issue, but for a state that is known to have elevated radon issues in a color map. Eastern South Dakota, Minnesota are more high levels in the ground radon gas. It gets into the home. It is the second leading cause of lung cancer for homes that have elevated levels. It's an odorless, colorless gas that is very cost effective and easy to test. And with new technologies and Dakota radon mitigation, to address the problem and get those levels down, make the home safe, and it's a key component of indoor air quality, radon mitigation.
You know, we even talked about it in the remodeling show a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Where it came up and said, well, why is it we're hearing so much more about it? One, I would give two reasons, having listened to you and talked to some other people. One is we're more concerned about our health. We know more about it today, and we all know of people that have had levels that were two or three or four times higher than what they were, and they started worrying about grandkids, kids, people coming to visit, if there was that odorless, tasteless gas in the house.
Yes, and the key thing is, Bill, is your radio show, we get the communicating this and getting the word out the last 2.5 years. People are know, the consumers know, and this is real estate-oriented shows that you have specifically. This is often a question that comes up on a home inspection for home buyers out there. What is the radon? And then they learn more, and then they get to prepare and address those issues as part of a home inspection during a real estate transaction. However, we're also on the radio communicating to the people that aren't selling their home, but current homeowners, friends and the families in the area that have homes, to get their home checked anyway, and not just to wait for a home sale or a real estate transaction.
He's Mike Austad, Dakota Radon Mitigation, and the smoking runs in your family. The smoking question was raised at least a generation ago.
Sure, and that was a key thing. We talked about air quality and lung cancer causes. Firsthand smoke is the leading cause of cancer. And when my dad was in the legislature in the early 70s, and it was a red state then, with the governor who was blue, which was very unique, but the
Then why smoking, do you have a blue shirt on today?
Well, you know, we're bipartisanship. You know, we're going to address to both sides of the aisle, and like John McCain would do, and we're going to reach across the aisle.
There you go.
And work with all people. We're not tied to political affiliation with this type of business. But so smoking legislation and things like that nature became front and center and did gain traction into the 80s. Lung cancer is nothing to fool around with. No cancers are, of course, but the mortality rate and survival rate for lung cancers is pretty dismal compared to others. And there are some environmental factors that we can control and test for and put behind on some of those dangers and avert those risks. And the second leading cause of lung cancer is radon, elevated levels in the home.
All right. You're sitting out there saying, why in the world do these guys always talk about radon? Well, even the government, whichever side of the government you want to be on is fine, but there is a test kit that you can get from the government. Check it out yourself. Find out what the level is, and then if you don't believe Austad or Zortman or anybody else that's in this show, you go online, do your own research, and read about radon, what is said, why it's important, the number of deaths that have been involved, and then you make your own call.
That's right, Bill, and these are readily available and affordable through the health department, through the state. You can go to sd.gov and go to the Department of Environment and Health or the Health, I'm not sure exactly, but click on the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, and the State Health Lab has test kits that are available. For all of the private sector red fans, you know, that they can get them through hardware stores and online for under $25 and under $50, they can get a home test and find out what the radon level is in their home specifically. And they're not required to take action if they know the home is elevated. It's an option still in this state. But when you do have elevated radon levels, that's what my business really takes care of. And the wheelhouse is addressing the home through mitigation, ventilation, technology, and fan equipment that takes the radon level out of the home. And that's where Dakota Radon Mitigation comes in.
So it's not just this radio show. You got magazines that are addressing it. You got television stations that are staying on top of it for the safety reasons. They do it because that's what makes a difference in the community. Regardless of what the help that you think you have, find out. I still need to maybe come out and we'll try the test in my house so that we can report back in July sometime.
Yes.
As to what the numbers are in the house we've now been in for 12 years.
Yes, and those are, again, readily available. We could sure do that. People that have more questions, well, what's mitigation? What's the radon? There's places we can go. I've got an article on the Home Ideas. It's a local publication. and have photos and more details in the data, homeideasinfo.com. You can keyword Dakota Radon and read up and learn about that and the costs. And it's not just something to address your home and the safety of your family. That's the most important reason. But it's also a product that adds value to the home and sell appeal, buy appeal, too. It's an extra key component of indoor air quality.
If you're getting ready to sell your home, one of the things you ought to do is get the test kit and post the results in your house that you have looked at it on a certain date, and there it is. And they may want to do their own tests to follow, but at least you know where you're at. You don't get hung up about closing, and they say, well, you were supposed to take care and do something with the radon levels we saw in the house.
That's right, and that's by part of the planning ahead, specifically on home sale transactions. Know and get that address beforehand to prevent hiccups during the closing or the sale. And that's what I do at Dakota Radon Mitigation. I can be reached in Sioux Falls. I go throughout the state in southwest Minnesota, 605-201-4704. That's 201-4704. I can give estimates over the phone. I can do on-site estimates, no obligation, generally if it's not super far away. And give you a good idea of what it costs up front before any decisions are made.
Maybe you can hire the A-Team.
Without any surprises, Bill, with John Hannibal on the lead.
There you go.
And the A-Team.
Mike be back with us on January 14th. Nice to have you with us today. Just ahead,
thanks,
we'll talk Valentino's and go into our Ag Show. Quite the show this morning.
Togetherness is overrated unless it comes to saving with Sprint's new unlimited family plan. Hi, this is Norvo. For as low as $45 per month with seven people on Sprint's new unlimited family plan, you get unlimited data, talk, and text on the Sprint network. The bigger your family, the lower your rate. Embrace togetherness. Add Uncle Joe. Add the mailman, the water delivery guy. With Sprint's family plan, you save together but receive separate bills. Happy connecting from Sprint.
One of the It's Your Business experts that's well-known in the Sioux Falls area is Dakota Radon Mitigation's Mike Austed. Mike is from the Austed family, yes, a part of the A-Team. In addition to doing the radon work in the metro area, recent road trips took him to Artesia, Brookings, Yankton, Milbank, and Viber. His A-Team professionally certified mobile radon mitigation unit reaches all over our listening area.
In eastern South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa, radon gas is a major factor in the homes of our lives. Check the official South Dakota website, sd.gov, and go to the health department to get a radon test kit. A 2011 South Dakota report showed that the average home in South Dakota that does test high for radon is over twice the recommended level. If you need help with a test, whether it be for a house sale, closing, or just concerned about the safety of your family, call Mike Austed, the A-Team, at 201-4704. If you need radon mitigation, I'm right here.
Quench your thirst for information at the Kello Water Cooler. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9 and Kello.com.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. The Ag Hour coming up. You're not going to want to miss that this morning. Boy, have we got some storylines to tell you that if you're a consumer, you're going to want to hear about it. If you're a sports fan, you're going to want to hear about a Greenway that won a state award over the weekend. But let's make a stop to Valentino's 41st and Willow. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
Well, I have to tell you, I went home this weekend, and first question Mom asked was, have you had a salad yet? Oh, jeez. And I still haven't had a salad. So tell Joy, she could certainly be the first in that arena. All right, it is Senior Day. Tell us why that's important.
Well, it's important because our senior rate starts at 55, and everybody 55 and older gets an extra 10% off their buffet for lunch and dinner today.
Well, that's not a bad deal.
No, it's not a bad deal. We get a lot of seniors every day, but especially on Mondays. We kind of joke around with them. We tell them the only the good-looking ones get the 10%. The ugly one's going to pay twice the amount. But fortunately, there hasn't been any ugly seniors yet.
Well, Bill has to pay triple then, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, if you just pay attention to the customers and people around you, you can really learn a lot of life lessons. I can remember this is over 15 years ago. these two senior citizens were coming in, and one was paying for both of them, and she turned around to look at her friend and said, "Golden years, my, you know what?" Well, kind of tells you right there that you should slow down in life and enjoy it, because sometimes the golden years aren't as golden as you think they may be.
4th of July schedule. You guys open?
Yes, we are. And it sounds crazy, but just depending on the weather that day, if it's a rainy day, we'll be open up into the evening. But if it's not, we'll probably be closing around 3:30. That way our employees can celebrate the evenings with their families. And the only reason why we'd stay open later is if it's raining, people tend to come and eat out. If it's not rainy, they barbecue and grill and get in line to light their fireworks.
Well, and you can only eat so many barbecue sandwiches, even with a nice family. Sometimes
right.
You want another place to go so where you can find that long buffet, as we
yes.
used to talk about in Alabama.
Yeah, over lunch. And, you know, another good thing, it's a nice thing, get people from out of town. They'll bring in their freezer bags.
There you go.
And they come in and they fill up on our par-bay pizzas. They're the 10-inch pizzas. Like
there you
have
go. We're going to have to talk more next hour. For now, yep. Our time's up. Thank you for yours.
Hello.